WIRX.
Well, hey there. Good morning, 8:11. Brock, the lovely Kiki.
Good morning.
You playing Bubble Witch over there?
No, I just forgot to reply.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. It's like having Hunter over there. Good God. He's out sick today. He's not feeling well.
I know.
He's sick.
Poor baby.
And poor little baby Hunter. Yuck.
Probably not safe for me to be on his microphone, is
no,
it?
No, you're probably going to get sick.
Is he that kind of sick, though?
Like, I don't know.
Like, spread germs sick?
We'll see what his gynecologist says, and we'll go from there. So. Classic. Today, we got some clouds, chance for some rain, high of 52. Tonight, cloudy, low of 38. Ooh, brr. Tomorrow, more rain in the forecast, clearing up later on, high of 50, and then Saturday, partly sunny to start, then a chance of rain in the afternoon, high of 55. It's fall. There's so many leaves. You got to start some raking there, lady.
No, we already talked about this. We're mowing over everything.
Mowing?
But will you get me a riding lawnmower?
Maybe.
Let me live out the glory days.
The only problem is the riding lawnmower won't fit through the fence to the backyard, so you're going to have to push mower the backyard.
Well, my muscles figure out a way to get in there.
Just cut open a big hole in the fence.
I was thinking more like pick it up and just, you know.
It's a wood fence that's in the ground.
No, I'm talking about the mower.
Oh, pick up the mower.
Yeah.
You give me too much credit. Come on, though. Anyway, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
So I'm not sure if this guy would be in more trouble with the U.S. Border Patrol or his wife.
Oh,
yes. Yeah,
always go with the more in trouble with the wife.
Yeah, with the wife, yeah. There's a 49-year-old guy named Rahim Javaravec.
That's a good attempt.
It was close. He's originally from Macedonia, but he's been in the U.S. since 2006, and he lives with his wife right here in Michigan.
No way.
Michigan.
He's a Michigander.
Guy. Well, last month, he was driving back to Michigan from Canada,
Mm-hmm.
With a woman in his passenger seat. And when he handed the Border Patrol officer their U.S. passports, the officer thought it really didn't look like the woman. It took a while, but
he stole his wife's passport and used it for another one, like a hooker?
That's exactly it. Figured out what was going on. Rahim was using his wife's passport to try and sneak his mistress from Macedonia into the U.S.
How do you have a mistress all the way in Macedonia?
I don't know. The internet nowadays. You can have mistresses. He's got hoes in different area codes.
Oh, my gosh. Just enjoy what you got over there. He
admitted that he had taken his wife's passport without her knowledge and that he had a fling with the woman in the car 20 or 30 years ago. So, you know, maybe they were high school sweethearts in Macedonia and the old flame was rekindled. They made contact when she visited Canada and came up with the plan. They were both arrested and hit with federal charges for improperly using a U.S. passport issued to another person. That charge has a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison.
Holy cow.
And a $250,000 fine.
Oh,
that is a big sentence just for a piece of ace.
Yeah.
I'm sure the wife's just pissed. Or she's like, whatever. Good riddance.
Yep. Enjoy each other in jail.
By the way, can I see your passport? For no particular reason. You have that on you that I could just borrow. Not for this.
Oh, okay.
It's not for this, but if
this
I could have
your porn star relations.
If I could have your passport for just a little bit. I got to take a quick trip over to Canada. Just for a thing.
Oh, yeah. Just yeah, for sure. I can help you out with that.
See a guy about a thing.
Yeah, you're going to see a guy's going to see you for a thing and for 10 years.
That was perfect execution. Flawless,
you're
Kiki.
You're welcome.